and Gambo. Afternoons 2 till 6 on Arizona Sports.
Or, in this case, 2 until 6:30, as we're taking until Suns pregame action tonight, taking on the Lakers at 7 o'clock. Pregame coverage begins, in just about 13 minutes or so from now. And this is something we did a lot of last year with Bonus Burns and Gambo. And, of course, we couldn't do it without the kindness and the generosity of our next guest for joining us, especially since he has his own show to get ready for. But he's a good guy, and we would expect nothing less than a few minutes of John Bloom's time. Suns broadcast who joins us for a few minutes going into Suns basketball during Bonus Burns and Gambo. And as it were, Bloomer is in Vegas with the team getting ready to call the game, which makes you doubly busy. So really appreciate you coming on for a few, Bloomer. You know we do.
Oh, Burnsy, come on, man. We're talking hoops. That's what we're doing. This isn't like brain surgery or rocket science or any of that stuff. In fact, you have impeccable timing because the big fella DeAndre Ayton just knocked down his traditional half-court shot in his warm-up, banked it into tonight, and had a big smile on his face. He's now walking past me on his way back into the locker room to get ready for tonight's game against the Lakers. And there is a decent amount of energy here in T-Mobile Arena. It's the first time I've been in this gym. I know they usually are lacing up the skates and playing some hockey like they did last night on the cold floor here with the Coyotes and the Golden Knights skating in the preseason. But they flipped it over. They put the hard court down, got the Welcome to Vegas sign at center court, and a lot of Lakers people, though. I will tell you that.
Oh, I'm sure.
A lot of Lakers folks, and you know, that can give you a certain type of feeling if you come about.
Yes, it can. It's a certain kind of vibe when you're hanging around those Lakers people. I totally get that. Well, it's a good walkthrough, since most people just assume that at some point Las Vegas will have an NBA franchise of their own. When they start talking about expansion, man, Vegas and Seattle are the two teams that seem to come up the most as cities that could get the next NBA franchise. So I imagine this is a good walkthrough for the entire town.
Yeah, I think it is. And look, this city has been a hotbed for basketball, not just recently, but for a while now.
Sure.
And it's both college, when you've got the Pac-12 tournament, you've got the other college tournaments that come to Vegas, and then, of course, Summer League, which is across town over at the Thomas and Mack Center in the Cox Pavilion. And now with this brand-new sparkling arena built right on the strip at T-Mobile, I think that's why everybody's assuming they're going to have a team in the NBA someday. Darvin Ham, before the game, the new Lakers coach, was even touching on that topic, assuming that there will be a team here sooner rather than later. And you know what happened last night, right down the road in Henderson? They played where the G League plays, and it was all eyes of the basketball world focused on young Victor Wembanyama and Scoot Henderson going head-to-head. These 18-year-olds, it certainly seemed like they might be the future of basketball.
All right, I want to talk Suns basketball with you, but since you're there in Vegas, a two-part question. Part one, were you there to see Wembanyama or Scoot Henderson at that game? And if you weren't, did you see it?
I did watch it from the comfort of my hotel room, because I did not make it to the, I think it's the Dollar Loan Center is what they call it out in Henderson. Not that far, a suburb of Vegas. And of course, the home of the WNBA champions as well here in Las Vegas, the Aces. So hats off to Becky Hammon and Chelsea Gray and Asia Wilson and all the victorious Las Vegas Aces, as they now have a championship here in town, courtesy of their WNBA team. But I did watch it, Burnsy. I was captivated more so than I expected to be by a couple of teenagers. One, because of just the pure ridiculous size of 18-year-old Victor Wembanyama from France. At 7'5", they were saying he's pushing now, and a wingspan close to 8 feet. You just don't normally place your eyes on somebody who's that size, and then the way he can move that frame.
It's incredible. It's
unbelievable.
I just saw the highlights. I didn't know somebody that tall could be that fluid. I had no. It seems almost physically impossible for somebody to defy the law of gravity like that. I mean, to be that fluid and that smooth at that size with that length. I can see why he's the unabashed number one pick in the draft. It's very, very obvious watching even just 30 seconds worth of highlights of him play.
Yeah, and the 18-year-old Scoot Henderson, who's the star of the Ignite team here in Vegas, was no slouch either. He could be number one any other year, but because Victor Victor's ahead of him. And I saw the quote that, you know, Victor's got a nice little bit of swagger on him, too, from France. Said, hey, well, if I wasn't born, then Scoot could probably be number one. but he was born, and he is going to be number one. I'd be shocked if anybody passes on him, just because it's such a unique skill set to go with that size. He's shooting threes. He made seven of them last night, and it looks fluid. You know, I've always thought, if you could be that big, you have a distinct advantage to shoot from distance, right? Not just because of your strength being a bigger person, but your vision, seeing over everybody who's going to try to guard you. You can see the hoop. You can pass it, obviously, but you should be able to shoot it if you put the time and effort into it. This young 18-year-old has certainly done that.
To the point where there was some speculation today that executives around the NBA were, like, off the record encouraging Wembanyama's agent to just sit out this year, have his guy sit out, that there's no... and the agent had to come out and say, my guy will not be sitting out this year. Good. He's going to play. But I certainly could see... I'll be honest with you, Bloomer, we're friends. I've known you a long time. If I were Wembanyama's agent, I might advise him to sit out. I might just say, you know what? There's nothing... You're the number one pick. I mean, there's nothing you can do to change anybody's mind between now and then. You might as well just sit out, rest up, stay healthy, and not get yourself hurt going into the draft, because he's a special, special player.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting to watch the teams jockeying for position, because now with the new rules, you don't guarantee yourself getting that top spot. So, I mean, again, I know there's a lot of teams that are going to be looking and licking their lips and trying to get in line for him, and I am not upset that the Phoenix Suns are not one of them, Burnsy. I think that we can bring the focus back to this basketball team, and I think there will be a better focus tonight. At least that's my expectation. They'll be more focused than they were the other night against the team from Adelaide. Well, that was just a crazy shooting performance that we all witnessed by the visiting team from Australia.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because, I mean, normally preseason NBA action, I mean, there are things to watch for, but I feel like there is a sense among the fan base of an extra special amount of attention on tonight's game, just to see how they respond. And I'll just tell you what I've said all week about that game. It's not so much that they lost in the preseason, or that they lost to Adelaide, or they were 30-point underdogs at home. It's how the bench played when they were in there. That was probably my number one kind of eyebrow raising, because I think there are questions about the bench that extend into the regular season when it starts. So in particular, is that something you're going to be watching for tonight, to see how that second unit responds?
Absolutely. And even who is in that second unit. You know, that's another factor here, because we did expect that Dario Saric would be part of that. And of course, I had to bring up Dario when I'm talking to the one and only Dave Burns, because, you know, the president of the fan club should know that Dario looked great in his warm-ups. He certainly has fought his way back to being ready to play, because he played in Eurobasket. So I think there is a healthy expectation that he's part of that second unit. We'll see whether or not it is tonight against the Lakers. But I'm with you. You got to see them put forth a better effort. And part of it for me was that, you know, look, when that team, the 36ers, was knocking down three after three after three, you just wanted to see them change it up and try to contest a little bit more and show that discipline and that focus. And I expect that they will tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers team, that no Suns team should ever struggle to be focused against, ever, even in the preseason. This is the first time these two teams will play each other on a neutral site. I thought that was an interesting little nugget of all the times that they've faced off. It's never been outside Los Angeles or Phoenix.
John, we're down to our last 60 seconds here, so leave me with this. We saw against Adelaide a straight hockey-style line change for Monty Williams. Five in, five out. Are you expecting the same tonight? As Monty said, he's going to do the same thing tonight?
You know, he keeps it close to the vest, Burnsy, so he didn't let on about his strategy and how he's going to do it. We did find out from his counterpart, Darvin Ham, LeBron, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook, all back in the starting lineup for the Lakers. So we're going to see them for probably 20-plus minutes, more than they played in their opener the other night, a 30-point loss to the Sacramento Kings at home.
All right, Bloomer, always good to hear your voice. Stay well. We look forward to more of these conversations with Sun Season almost here, the regular season almost here. Look forward to hearing you on the call on the way home, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Thanks, Burnsy. Great to have basketball back.
Good to have basketball back. It is.